This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. I really do not understand the vitriol surrounding President Trump. You certainly have the right to dislike whomever you choose here in America, and you have the right to generally say whatever is on your mind. However, some of the comments from, in particular, our elected officials regarding the president are just mind-blowing to me. I was not a fan at all of President Obama, and I made it clear that I thought he did a poor job in office. Matter of fact, I went so far as to say that former President Jimmy Carter was probably whooping up a storm down in Georgia because he would not be the worst former president in America once Obama was finally done. But I never would have said, especially in front of my children, that I was headed to Washington to impeach the... Well, you've all heard the words uttered by that freshman congresswoman. That is totally over the top. And yesterday, Democrats were screaming bloody murder that President Trump addressed the nation and they were not given a chance to rebut what he said. That's ridiculous. Note to Democratic senators and congressmen, he's the president and you're not. Or in the words of your former President Obama, elections have consequences. You know, I've talked about the anti-Trump media. He complains about it all the time, calling it fake news. And guess what? He's right. Any honest analysis shows the massive bias against President Trump by our national, statewide, and some local media. When was the last time you read the New York Times or watched CNN or basically absorbed any national media but Fox News that doesn't start their newscast or print their opinion paper with a negative President Trump story? It happens every day. Look, if you don't agree with President Trump, that's okay. Just keep it civil. I did when President Obama was in office. Newsflash, you can disagree and be polite all at the same time. So let me finish with this. I was standing in the bank the other day and an older woman came in to inquire if her government checks would be automatically deposited to her account with the government shutdown. While the teller went to confirm that they would be, she turned to me and said, "We have an idiot for a president and he is ruining this country. How could anyone think he should continue to be president?" Well, I was taught to respect my elders, so I remained quiet while she just continually stared at me. Since I was the only other person in the bank line, I felt the need to finally address her question to me. I said, "Well, ma'am, I'm a deplorable. Make that a proud deplorable and an enthusiastic supporter of President Trump, who will undoubtedly go down as the president who accomplished the most for the American people in his time in office." Her look was priceless. By the way, if you miss an installment of this commentary, go to our website at klamathradio.com and click on podcast to catch up. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.